Welcome to ChinastaCast.
播客 Podcast です。
A story about a boy in Beijing and a girl in Kyoto.
A girl in Kyoto?
This is how they keep in touch.
Hi, my name is Mai, and Billy is my best friend in Beijing. But I'm leaving Beijing tomorrow.
Well, let's make the most of today, because I want you to leave with a happy memory of Beijing.
Yeah, no, definitely, I want to.
Yeah.
So what should we do?
Well, I've been thinking that maybe we should just go to all those little spots that, you know, we spend a lot of time at and, you know, they mean a lot to us.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
That sounds good, yeah.
So, I mean, so it's pretty early right now, so...
Let's go have breakfast. Let's go get jianbing. We haven't had it in a long time. Gosh.
Yeah, you're right. We haven't eaten that in a long time.
Remember when we used to go every day? Wow, I was so addicted to it.
Yeah, I remember. But that was, like, terrible because jianbing's pretty unhealthy, I think.
I don't care. I love it.
Yeah, I know you love it. I kept telling you, don't eat it every day. And you made me eat it, too, because there wasn't anything else.
Yeah, but this place on Jiaoluo is so good. It's the best one in Beijing.
Yeah.
I just couldn't help it. I was really having cravings for it. You know how they have the two different kinds of the crunchy
mm-hmm.
part?
Mm-hmm.
They have the crunchy one and the extra crunchy one.
Uh-huh.
And the extra crunchy one is so good. And it's so fattening. It's crispier than the,
uh-huh.
than the normal ones that you see at all the other jianbing places.
Oh.
And you can get like...different flavors.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really nice.
Yeah, I remember you got me the jianbing and like you got it for me every day and I couldn't just throw it away, you know, I had to eat it. Yeah, it's pretty good.
Don't tell me that you didn't like it. I thought you
No, but I like this other breakfast place, south of the Friendship Store. I don't know what it's called, but the guy, he has this big metal grill that he heats with, I think it's coal or something.And he wheels a cart out onto the street, and it has a coal fire going. He's got this big metal grill on it, and then he puts dough on the grill.
Yeah.
And then he takes his chopsticks and opens a hole in the dough and cracks an egg into the dough.
Wow.
Yeah. No, he can do like...
Why didn't you buy any of those for me?
He could do like 20 of those. Well, yeah, why didn't I... I don't know, because you had your jianbing thing going, and you know, so I would eat one of your jianbings, and then I'd eat one of these egg biscuit kind of things, and so, you know, I ate twice as much as you.
Yeah.
But you know, it should be like that, because I'm twice your size. So that's why I bought...The stuff for me and not for you.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're helping me maintain my figure.
Yeah. And,
very kind of you.
Oh, yeah, and it also saved me some money, so... You know, I'm cheap like that. Okay, we're gonna eat some jianbing, and then what are we gonna do?
Well, like you said, let's just walk around and mm-hmm. I don't know, where should we go? Why don't we go around Gulo?
Yeah.
And that side, it's really nice there, no?
Oh, yeah.
And Hohai.
Yeah, and there are a lot of restaurants there. And
And we can eat again.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. No, Gulo is nice. I like Gulo. You like Gulo. And then maybe we'll... Oh, you know what? You should get a haircut before you go, because I'm sure...
You think I need a haircut now?
Well...I'm sure stylists in Japan are really expensive, so if you got a, yeah, you could get your haircut here.
Yeah, I can get the haircut with my Ai over near Dongsi Shitiao. It's only 3 kuai. It's amazing.
Yeah. But do you have to give her tips?
No.
No, it's just 3 kuai?
Yeah, it's really, really cheap. She's really nice. She's been cutting hair for, I think, for ages and ages, and she told me that she used to cut hair near Gongren Tiyutang, but then it became illegal.To do it out in public, on the street, sort of.
Oh.
So now she does it sort of in a little hutong.
Oh, like in a little alley?
Mm-hmm.
And how did you find her?
Oh, I used to live near there, mm-hmm. remember? So...
Yeah, but you didn't tell me, like, did you just walk around and find her, or did you see someone else?
I used to pass by her all the time, every day, uh-huh. whenever I went out from my house. And so we just started chatting. She was really, really nice. Mm-hmm.
But how did you know she offered haircuts?
Oh, because she just does it outside. You know, she has a little chair. Uh-huh.
Oh, and you see people there?
Yeah. And then she just puts the little apron over uh-huh. them on the street, and then...
How long does she spend?
Maybe... I don't know, not so long. I mean, of course, it depends on what kind of hair you have.
So 3 kwai for any kind of hair?
Pretty much, I think.
So, you with your long hair, it's 3 kwai, but me with my short hair, it's also 3 kwai.
You think it's unfair?
I feel guilty, because I didn't tell you, but my haircuts have been costing 96 kwai. Don't you think it's worth it?
I just thought you had a really nice hair gel or something.
Yeah, I've only done it a few times, but this person recommended that I go to the new Changfu Gong Otani Hotel or something. I don't know. It's a long name.
Is it on Jianggongmen? Why?
Yeah, it's south. It's like the southeast corner of the intersection, and I think a lot of Japanese people go there, and there's like a hair place inside the hotel. And
you always get your hair cut there? Wow, I didn't know.
For the past... Well, just like for the past 3 times I've gotten my hair cut.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, before I just didn't get my hair cut.
And do you tell them what you want, or you just let them make up some
style? I tell them, give it to me crazy style. And she just took these razors, like, give me a crazy buzz cut. I said, I'm not paying for this. You just took razors to my hair. You didn't even... break out the scissors. And she said, you wanted it crazy. I was like, yes, that's true. I wanted it crazy.
So you pay your crazy price?
Yeah. Well, I thought it was a deal. Yeah. I think some places charge like 200 RMB or something. Yeah, I thought I was getting a deal, but now that I hear you're getting 3 RMB haircuts, you know, 3 RMB, I'm... set for a lifetime, then.
You like, can get it as crazy as you want.
How much does a jianbing cost? Jianbing's like 1 RMB.
It's like 2 or 2.50.
Oh. My egg biscuits are 1 RMB.
Egg biscuits?
Yeah, the ones around Jianggongmen.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I've been spending more for haircuts, but you've been spending more for breakfast.
Wow. It tells a lot about us, doesn't it?
Yeah, it tells me you're a jianbing fanatic.
Tells me you're a hair fanatic.
Yeah, I'll go to the 3 RMB lady in the future.
Yeah, you should really try. She's really nice.
Yeah, but I'll be like, give it to me for 2 RMB. And if she says no...
You can buy her an egg biscuit.
Yeah, I'll even it out that way. Here's an egg biscuit, and here's 2 RMB. Give it to me crazy! I hope she can accomplish that. I'll come out looking like my boss, maybe.
What's your boss look like?
He looks pretty crazy, too. But in a different way. He's got that comb-over action going.
Is he prematurely balding?
No, because he's up there in age. So it's not premature.
It's right on time.
Right on time, balding. Okay, so... Oh, we have the day pretty much mapped out. Like, your haircut...
What day is it today, actually? Isn't it... maybe we can go to 2 Colegas tonight. I think they're doing the... Is it Tuesday?
Definitely. Yeah. No, because it's 2 Colegas.
Exactly.
On Tuesday.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Tuesday, 2 Colegas.
Let's do that.
Yes. You have to... Did you ever go with me? I think I always went with other people. Why didn't you ever come with me?
No, because... Tuesday is my big day, you know, and I can't go to stuff like that. I have so much other stuff, like, usually I go to Tiananmen on Tuesdays, Tiananmen Tuesday. You know, I go to the square, I just run around with my hands waving in the air.
And people say, look at that guy with crazy hair.
Because, you know, we have all these other people who are just tourists, and I feel so good about myself that, you know, I'm stable in Beijing. And I just go and flaunt my stability It's like, I'm in Beijing, I live here, I can come to Tiananmen whenever I want. I can come to Tiananmen every week, in fact. And I do that on Tuesdays.
Wow. I'm sure it makes you a much greater person.
Yeah. So that's what I do on my Tuesdays. That's why I haven't been going to Two Colegas with you. But tell me about Two Colegas, because I know you're going there, and you know, I'll definitely go there.
No, today. We'll go tonight. It'll be your first time and my last time.
Oh no.
Yeah. No, so they just invite different kind of experimental bands to play every Tuesday night.
Are they good?
It's off and on. I think a lot of times it's really good. It's really good. It's kind of, I don't know how you describe it. It's a small place, which I like.
So it's any kind of music?
It's the kind of place you would say was old, and I would say is cozy.
But is it any kind of music? Like anything goes?
Pretty much. It's like, I mean, you know, there's a lot of rock in Beijing, mostly. Mm-hmm. And then...
it's mostly rock?
Rock, and then there are people with their computers, you know, and dee-dee-dee.
Oh. Wow. Hey, so maybe I could even go.
To perform?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you know me with the keyboards.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm all into the keyboards.
Yeah, all those years of piano lessons.
No, but I'm going experimental now, too. Like I press, like, a key, and then it'll be, like, a dog barking or something. Yeah, for the Year of the Dog, I made this new song with my keyboard.
Yeah, can I hear it?
Yeah, I press a key, and it's like, arf. And I press another key, and it's like, arf. And then it's a whole song. It's like, arf, arf, arf. No, seriously. I have to play for you before you go. It's the Year of the Dog, you know, so you need to, like...
collect dog sounds.
Yeah, you have to just surround yourself with dog stuff. You know, I'm going to perform at this, you know, get together with all our friends, you know.
Are you going to perform at Two Colegas?
I don't know if they're ready for my kind of music. That's why I was asking what kind of music it is. If it's rock, maybe they're not ready for, you know... Because I'm bringing out...
I saw you, you know, playing on the computer the other day, and I didn't know what you were doing. I thought you were really...
Yeah, I press a button, and it's like, who let the dogs out, you know, from that song? It welcomes in the new year with dog barks. And my friend has a dog, and I taped her dog barking. Yeah, but she has, like, a tiny, like, smelly dog. And it barks like this. Seriously, I think the dog chirps. It doesn't really bark. So I was like, arf, arf, arf. Who let the dogs out? Arf, arf, arf. Okay, so that's a little taste of my music right there.
Wow, I'm really bummed that I didn't know about this earlier.
Yeah. So, I'll go to Two Colegas, and I'll check out the scene, and I'll see if they're ready for me or not.
Yeah.
Right? Awesome. So, you're so nice, because we can do, like, my stuff today, too.
Of course, we will put
that's
it
why,
all together.
That's why we're so great, because, you know, we always manage... to, in the end, like, find, you know, the stuff we have in common and just work it all out.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah. And then when you go to Japan, we'll do the same thing. We'll figure it out. We'll face this new difficulty together.
Wow.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening. This has been a podcast of www.chinastic.com, brought to you by CRI English.
Nice to talk in this way.
Thank you. ありがとうございます。
写真で。
ありがとうございます。
はい、どうも。すいません。Thank you.
Bye bye.
Bye bye. 再见。